This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Sri Panchami and Martyrs Day being celebrated today. One House, One Tap campaign gains ground in Biratnagar and China coronavirus, they told jumps to 170. Now the news in detail. Sri Panchami festival, also known as Basanta Panchami, is being celebrated today across the country by worshipping goddesses of knowledge, wisdom, learning, art, music and culture Saraswati. The festival is celebrated every year on the fifth day of the bright half of the month in Magh of Nepali calendar. People from Hindu and Sikh communities, mainly in Nepal and eastern India, mark this festival as the beginning of the spring season. The day is very special for students and learners. Students take early bath, observe the mass Saraswati Puja in schools, visit temples and listen to the Basanta Shravan. Many families mark this day by sitting with young children, encouraging them to write their first words with their fingers while some just study or create music together. President Vidyadev Bhandari has attended the Basanta Shravan ritual at Nasal Chowk in Hanuman Dhoka Darbar Square on the occasion of Sri Panchami this morning. President Bhandari listened to the verses recited by priests at the auspicious hour of 9 this morning as recommended by the Nepal Panchanga Determination Committee. On the occasion, Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli, Chief Justice Cholendra Shamsher Rana, Speaker of the House of Representatives Agni Sapkota, ministers, constitutional bodies, high-placed government officials and security agency chief also listened to the verses and received tika and prasad. President Bhandari was offered a guard of honor by a contingent of the Nepal Army. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has said society should be elevated to better status with adherence to moral values which ultimately makes people happy. In a message given today on the occasion of Basanta Panchami, Prime Minister Oli stressed the need of enlightened people for establishing moral values. He informed that the government had been taking the country towards development. The Prime Minister extended best wishes to all on the occasion of the Basanta Panchami, which is being celebrated by worshipping Saraswati, the symbol of knowledge since the Vedic time. Similarly, Chief Minister at the state to Lal Babu Raut has extended the best wishes to all the citizens in the state and across the country on the occasion of Basanta Panchami today. Chief Minister Raut further said that the state has launched the Beti Padhao Beti Bachao campaign in the state and the day will also support for the same. Martyrs Day is being observed across the country today by paying tributes and respects to those who sacrificed their lives for the sake of the country and people. March 16 in the Nepali calendar every year is marked as the National Martyrs Day, commemorating those who were executed by the autocratic Rana rulers for voicing for people's rights and those who lost their lives in various movements launched for democracy and people's sovereignty. Freedom fighters Sukrata Sastri, Dharma Bhakta Mathema, Dasrath Chand and Gangala Shrestha, who were sentenced to death for the battle for people's rights, are remembered and respected as the four leading martyrs in country's political history. On the occasion of Martyrs Day, President Vidyadev Bhandari has extended tributes to all known and unknown martyrs. President Bhandari wished that may this day inspire all Nepalese to engage themselves in nation-building effort. Likewise, Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deowa has urged all for their determination to materialize Martyrs' dream by forgetting minor difference to protect the nation and democracy. In a message given on the occasion of Martyrs' Day today, Nepali Congress President Deowa believed that the Martyrs' Day will encourage all sides to fulfill national responsibility and to change Nepal in beautiful, peaceful and prosperous nation. Chairperson of the National Assembly, Ganesh Prasad Timil Sinha, has garlanded the Martyrs' monuments at Bandipur Rural Municipality of Tonahoe District today on the occasion of Martyrs' Day. Garlanding the statue of Martyrs at Martyrs Memorial Park, National Assembly Chair Timil Sinha said that we should not forget Martyrs' sacrifice and contribution. Chair Timil Sinha mentioned Nepal has reached in today's situation due to contribution of Martyrs in different movements of the country. Senior journalist and press freedom campaigner Panna Lal Gupta has passed away at the age of 92. He died at the teaching hospital Nepalganj in course of treatment, ailing for a year now. He was taken to hospital after he vomited Wednesday evening. He remained in journalism for long as the editor of Kiran Varnakular Weekly, Federation of Nepali Journalists had a decade back conferred the title Senani, meaning press freedom fighter, in recognition of his contribution to the journalism sector and freedom of press. His last rites will be performed at Chidaniya Ghat on the bank of the local Rapti River tomorrow, according to the Gupta family. Police have arrested a Bangladeshi national, Dulam Mia, on the charge of murdering his friend. Mia had been absconding after killing Mohammuddin Ahmad, proprietor of Sunray Travels and Tours Private Limited in Dhaka. Mia and Ahmad had arrived Kathmandu together on 20 January. Chief at the Metropolitan Police Range Kathmandu, Senior Superintendent of Police Uttam Raj Suvedi, said Mia, who had been absconding after murdering Ahmad at Solti Mode Base Hotel Grand Villa, attacking with a liquor bottle, was arrested from Lahan on Wednesday night. The incident had occurred on 20 January. Police said that absconding Mia was arrested while he was returning to Nepal again via Roxol and Kakarvita. A health desk has been set up at northern border checkpoint Tatopani to prevent possible outbreak of a novel coronavirus infection which was fast spreading across China. Sindhupaltuk Chief District Officer Goma Devi Chenjong informed that the public awareness creation followed by set of health checks was carried out in coordination with Botiko Sirila Municipality. Arrangement has been made to provide health check-up at the decks and immediately refer the patients to Kathmandu Hospital if detected with the features of coronavirus, said District Public Health Officer Durga Datta Chapagai. According to Immigration Office, Chinese doctors have been providing health examination service in Khasa region from the very beginning of the outbreak of coronavirus infection and also preventing people with a minor fever from moving to Nepal. Biratnagar Metropolis is metallizing one house, one tap campaign to make drinking water available to the municipal dwellers. The Metropolis, in collaboration with the Japan International Cooperation Agency JICA and Nepal Drinking Water Corporation, has accomplished project related study and research in various phases. Biratnagar Mayor Bhim Parajuli took the leadership to expedite the initiative from the very beginning. In connection with the plan, the first phase detailed project report and progress reports prepared by JICA were presented on Wednesday. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. On to some international updates now. The day toll of the coronavirus has risen to 170, and with a confirmed case in Tibet, the virus has now spread to every region in mainland China. Chinese health authorities have said there were 7,711 confirmed cases in the country as of 29 January. Infections have also spread to at least 16 other countries. The World Health Organization will meet on Thursday to discuss whether the virus constitutes a global health emergency. The virus is thought to have emerged from illegally traded wildlife at a seafood market in Wuhan, the capital of Hubei province, and where most cases and deaths have been reported. Though there have been a handful of cases where it is thought to have spread between people, most of the confirmed cases are people who are from Wuhan or had close contact with someone who had been there. The Australian state of New South Wales has announced an independent inquiry into the ongoing bushfires, promising to leave no stone unturned. The six-month inquiry will examine the causes of the fires as well as how the state prepared and responded to them. State Premier said the inquiry will consider how climate change, human activity and other factors had contributed to the blazes. Bushfires have killed 25 people in New South Wales and damaged thousands of homes. The inclusion of climate change in the probe comes amid debate over the issue in Australia, with critics accusing Prime Minister Scott Morrison of inaction. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Sri Panchami and Martyrs Day being celebrated today. One House, One Tap campaign gains ground in Biratnagar, and China coronavirus day toll jumps to 170. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.